Okay, we've opened the meeting at 7 o'clock. And we will now presently go over and review and approve the minutes, review and sign the ordinance. Did we run out of stickers on it?
I'm not sure.
You got my money, you know.
We're under a strict budget. Might have fallen off too. Here, let me look. I would have thought it'd been random.
It was on top before they went through all those.
Unless I didn't think I screwed up.
I don't know where that went.
Want me to look for you? No, hold on. I'll look.
They're wherever you put them. You were the last one to look at.
I know, so give it to me and I'll look. Yep.
Yep.
There you go.
Hello. Hello there, John.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I make a motion. We approve the minutes, payrolls, and payables.
Second.
Unanimous.
As you said, correct.
Yeah.
There you go. I think we're all next up.
Oops. No, the stickers don't stay on. That one's complete. This one. I never signed this one. I found the thing. I didn't have a call.
You have a note to follow up with payroll, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll get into open forum. It appears we don't have a very large crowd here tonight. So, Mr. Laird, I guess it's your turn.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I live up at 1176 between Westlake, between Catherine Capers, where that there's a big sweeping turn.
Next to Jeff King.
And Jeff King, yep, right next to Jeff King. And so Jeff King's on one side of me, my brother Kurt's on the other side of me. And so that big sweeping turn over time, the road has gone like this. I've got photos if anybody wants to see it, but I've been out there with Dave, and I think Don has come out there as well. And from the center line down to where my driveway would be, it's now almost 11 inches. And we've measured it, put a level on it, and so forth. I think that Dave concedes it's beyond what the state approves for the slope of a highway there. And it's just, it's wear and tear over time, and the fact that the road's built on clay, everything around the lake is clay. And so all the traffic, and so to compound matters is my driveway goes in the other direction. So cars scrape the front, cars scrape the back. You'll see big gouges in the pavement there, where cars have gouged the pavement. So for a couple of years, I've talked to Don, and Don has been candid to say, we know the road needs to be addressed, but we don't have any money.
So you brought us the lottery.
No, chaos. Unfortunately, I'm not.
I keep asking people if they're bringing me money, but they're not.
So, and back when I first talked to Dave about this a couple of years ago, he said the first thing that needs to happen is a shim coat. We couldn't even repay without doing the shim there first. And so It's just gotten worse. And so I contacted Wells Paving to ask them if they would give me a proposal.
Wilkes?
Wells Paving, Art Wells.
There's umpteen Wells, there's the Hudson Falls Paving Crew, or it's all. Okay. They're all.
They might be the new ones I've seen in town.
They're all direct descendants.
Okay, I've never seen them before.
They're all direct descendants of Noah Wells. He started the company 100 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Just
yeah.
Branched out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so they were, that's how I contacted them. They were doing a job here just behind the post office.
Yeah.
And so I said, would you mind coming up and telling me what you think? And so we did. And then, so then I contacted Don and Dave. And I said, this is what I'd like to do at my expense. I understand there's no money, but I'd like to put that shim coat in there. My brother's next door, he has the same issue, but not as severe. And so I got a hold of Dave, and then Don made the very practical suggestion that Art Wells and Dave ought to get together and talk about it and do something, if something can be done, have it be better for the snow plows, but also better for people going in and out of the driveway. So they did. They met, and I got a message from Art Wells that he and Dave had a meeting of minds. So that's the good news. The bad news, it's going to cost you more money than what I proposed originally, because Dave wants me to go closer to Catherine Capers so that it's a more gradual bank. And so he said, I'm willing to do it if the town's okay with it, and you're willing to pay the extra money. So that's where we are. And I'm here tonight asking for permission to fix the driveways at my expense and with a plan approved by Dave.
So do you have an estimate of all this?
It's going to be, my part of it's going to be about $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from like $3,000 to $4,000. And then after this change, because it'll go farther, more pavement, more blacktop. And then my brother's, I think, is 19 or two. So, but we're willing to do it. I mean, because it's only getting worse. And eventually it's going to have to be, no matter what the town does, or it'll have to be shim coated. And so basically that's what we're doing. We're putting shim coating along there to raise the level. And I can show you photos if you want, but it's 11 inches.
So the contractor that put in the driveway should have learned how to read the transit a little better than he did.
Well,
I mean, that's ridiculously steep. I sat there, I walked up and down there, and yeah. I looked at it several yeah. times.
It is. But part of that, in his defense, a big part of that was the state of Vermont septic folks. So it took me 2 years to get a septic permit because I wanted to move out. My septic was on the lake side of the road. And so I wanted to improve. I mean, it was, you know, decades old, and I knew it was going to be a matter of time. So I applied for a permit to move my septic up on the other side of the street. And so they wanted it like 400 something feet back from the lake, because they wanted it right up against my rear property line. And there's another septic, my neighbor's the McLaughlin septic, and the proposal was to do it parallel with theirs. They wouldn't allow that. And then there was another thing. So anyway, that's how we ended up that way, because the state of Vermont, that was the, and it got so bad. The septic engineer I had, and the state guy didn't agree, and so we were in an impasse, and I said, well, there's got to be a way to work through this. So I made a proposition. I said, how about we pick an independent septic engineer, you guy you approve of, the state, and a guy that my engineer approves of, and we'll be governed by what he says. Okay, so we did, and he looked at it, he came out, he did a little nip and tuck of our plan, like 5 feet here, this kind of thing there, you know, just to keep the state guy happy. And so we did, and the septic system went up all the way up there, And that's why it got to be so steep. So I'm sorry for the long story, but it wasn't, it was just, if I wanted to flush the toilet, that's what I had to do.
Wow.
So, trying to keep them happy.
No, I talked to Dave again today over it, and yeah, he's all good to go. So.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah,
so we're set.
So you folks are okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, and thank you for coming to.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll hopefully make it better for everybody. So when people come around that corner, it won't pitch so much.
Oh, so they can go faster?
Oh, I hope not. That's, but you're right. But, if the real speedsters, it's a bank turn. It's just like a NASCAR track right now. So
drifters.
But you're right. Anything we can do to slow it down would certainly be, I got 3 grandkids coming this weekend. And
as a point of interest, there was new signage put up on that road today.
Okay.
Children and pedestrians.
Right.
There's 2 speed bumps coming for that road. One somewhere this side of Pat Kyazes, and one somewhere around the motel or the cottages.
Cottages. Right.
Those right. haven't arrived yet, but we are trying to do what we can do. It's just it doesn't lend itself to radar enforcement because it's too twisty and turny.
Sure.
So, and we talked to the state about lowering the, actually we had a group of women from up there in here 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we talked to the state about, our highway liaison with the state and asked if we could get it lowered to 20 or 25, figuring everybody go 35, 40. You have to do a traffic study. It's very expensive.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's 30 now, so they go 50. So to gain 10 miles an hour, I didn't really think it was worth spending all that money. And so hopefully the signage and the speed bump will at least make a feeble attempt to slow them down.
That's great. And some of the people on the lake, a lot of people on the lake are retirees and their grandkids come. And they put out their own little individual signs too in the summer, And then there are some people who knock them down.
There's a lot of people who walk or,
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, there's 3 or 4 women I see them quite often. They have to walk 3 abreast. It doesn't matter if there's a freight train coming up that road. They have to walk 3 abreast.
So, all right, I will keep you folks.
All right,
thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. Any idea when he's going to do that?
He said in the next 2 weeks is when he said he wanted to get it going. So,
all right,
great.
Have a good evening.
All right,
take care. All right, we can move on to correspondence, but it's a law enforcement contract, which we are going to need some a motion and some signatures on. Let's take a look at that.
So it went up a little bit an hour, but we have a cap. So this is month of July, 12 weeks of 10.
Yeah, it didn't go up very much unless the price of gas changes. Then it doesn't go up very much.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the sheriff's law enforcement contract for the period of July 1st, 25 through June 30th, 2026 at a rate of $57.49, capped at
$33,344. I'd like to do a little discussion.
Okay. That's when we would do it.
I'm not sure. I don't know where they stand labor-wise. I know they've had labor issues just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to increase our coverage one way or the other. I did talk to another officer that's willing to give us coverage. He presently works in Fairhaven, and he's constable in Pawlet, but he's a certified law enforcement officer, so he's legal anywhere in the state. He works in Rupert. on occasion. And there's one thing about him that trips my trolley to some extent when I ran by the other day was the fact that should we get, which knock on wood we don't have much of, but should we have a serious issue in the sheriff's non-working hours, which I believe state police go home at 2 and come out at 8, unless there's something going on and they're already out. Or you can call an on-call guy, but he's got to go from his, get dressed, go to his house, get a car, nothing. Anyway.
They aren't here in the evening, so I come home and come across them. They must do different shifts. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Who's that?
The sheriffs.
They go home at...
I've seen them in the evening up on like Lake Hill and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking midnight on. I think they go home. They either go home at midnight or 1 o'clock.
You meant AM. Okay.
I work for them, but I can't remember what time.
Yeah, I thought you meant PM. Okay.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Right.
If should we, and we haven't had very many issues where we needed law enforcement in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I did talk to this fella, and he would be willing to come out should there be some kind of an issue. And obviously, it's a lot quicker to come from Pollock to Wells than it is to come from just north of Rutland City to Wells. So
are you suggesting we lower the contract or just
no,
make sure
we should
stay within our...
I think we should leave it the same.
Okay.
But I think we ought to see if we can get him working sporadically.
I'm trying to find our budget.
He's out about at night, which I think is one time. Seems to be a lot of high-speed traffic from 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock. And then it seems to be fairly normal during the day. And then starting again at 6 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We have four-wheelers going right up and down the main road now.
Yeah, they were, well, they went by my house. And I'm like, what the heck?
So that's my thought. In conjunction with the sheriffs.
Okay. Well, I think we would need a contract from that person and liability insurance.
No, we've already. That's
you have
all
that?
I don't have it, but this is not his first rodeo.
I know that. I'm just
he
saying
has
before
all
we do, we just need to get
on. No, he has all that stuff. I haven't hired him. I just talked to him.
Right.
It just seemed like a good fit with what we're doing.
I agree. And I would just say, just let's get the stuff in here so that
ideally what I would like is to hire the state police at 60, 70 hours a week, but that's $120
right.
an hour.
Right.
So do the arithmetic on that.
Right.
But
I'm just saying, let's get the paperwork in the office. So if we ever do need him, we're all set there.
So we're just going to have him as needed?
I think we ought to sign him up to, particularly this from now till September.
So we don't want him contradicting with the sheriff.
I wouldn't
time.
Want him to overlap
right.
the same hours as the sheriff.
No, and I haven't asked him about that. I mean, I would think probably. I mean, I can call up, or any of us could call up and talk to the dispatcher at the sheriff's station. He can tell you. I think it's a week, but it could be 2 weeks, their schedule. So they can tell you when the sheriff's going to be here.
Do we have a rate that we would be paying him?
Well, that's why I would want to see a contract and stuff
okay.
with what he would want to
I
be
didn't,
paid and stuff.
When I was talking to him was not the time and place to do that. It was in the auto parts store in Grandma. And I just
no, that's fine.
Figure it was,
but before we need him, we need to get all that figured out and
that is correct.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's kind of my thought on that. And I think probably I don't know if we can I've talked to the sheriff a couple of times and that's why we started getting some nighttime activity. Because they were kind of 9 to 5 before. but they're not on real early in the morning. It's pretty much of a 7, 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's my thought. I don't know what your feelings are, if we should pursue the other guy, or if you just want to go with what we want or increase what we've got or whatever.
I don't have any objection to it. We've got some extra money, you might as well spend it.
Where? I'm okay with it, except we just don't want, like Paul said, overlap. I mean, you know, we'd like to hit the times when they're not here. And it is nice to have somebody on call that can get here quickly in the event we need them.
Absolutely.
Because it does take the sheriffs and state police much longer to get here. So, but how does that, and I have no idea how dispatching works, but if we were to hire this person on a emergency situation type thing, do we have to notify some dispatcher network that they would call this person as well if somebody calls something in, or does it have to come from us?
I mean, it could come from us, but probably they would, you'd have to set up something with because
right,
obviously he's dispatched by state police,
because that's what I'm thinking. Because I mean, there, if something's going on, people are going to call the 911, and if it's something that's emergency that really needs to be dealt with, and so they need to know to call him first, and they can dispatch the other.
I mean, I wasn't thinking, I was thinking more like serious traffic accidents.
Well, same thing, there's some people are going to call 911.
I understand that, but I cannot tell you in the last 60 years how many times I've stood side of the road with some dead guy for an hour or so waiting for an officer to get there, and then come find out he doesn't have the right training, so you have to wait for the medical examiner that could be coming out of Burlington.
No, I know.
It's just, you know, it's just not a very good system, and that's the way the state chooses to operate.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, I think a lot of it has to do with their shorthand. Nobody wants to work, you know, some of this. I mean, they could have their staff at the prisons and stuff. I mean, so the state's just not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to work out the details, yeah. But as far as crossing paths with the sheriff, that's a pretty simple thing. I mean,
yeah.
Schedule.
Okay. Yeah.
The schedule's written and it's on a wall, and you can call up anytime. I mean, I called the other day and they spieled off when he was going to be here.
That's simple,
huh? What's that?
I said that's simple, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I'm thinking it's 2 weeks ahead. Like I say, I shouldn't know, I worked here for a while. And it's pretty much the same. It's the same guy. Actually, it's the same guy that works at Poli. And the other thing that the sheriff will do, for instance, if we have a bad car wreck here, and he's on duty in Poli, he'll respond here, or if we have a robbery or whatever. And he does the same thing when at Poli has an issue.
Okay.
I can have your blessings. I will.
You have my blessing.
Talk to him in more detail. And
sound good.
See what he can do.
Nora has a note here, which is our delinquent tax list, which I believe she's looking for a signature somewhere.
I am the state that we just accepted the delinquent tax.
So I made a motion that we sign the contract. Are we okay? We didn't actually formally vote on that. Yeah, but we didn't say the sheriff's contract. We never formally voted.
Yeah, we need to.
All right. So I had first, he second. So we're okay with this then.
Yeah.
All right. So I, all in favor. Okay. So we need to sign that, or you do only?
I think
or?
Everybody.
Okay.
I think.
Go on, forget
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, one that everybody does.
As hopefully Nora.
Six, seven, two.
Well, seeing as this list came out around 6/17, I'm in hopes that it's dropped to some extent. The number.
Well, it still has to. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it has. It's dropped about 50,000 at this point. I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, no, it just. 272,000.
That's a big list. Yeah.
It's normally like that.
What's that?
And it's normally like that at the end.
No, it's just you don't really realize it.
Yeah.
You know.
But with the new delinquent tax sale laws, it's very difficult. People aren't paying last year's really their stuff.
So does that bump up the extra revenue at the end of the year?
It does, but it doesn't. Because we only put in 70,000 into the revenue, but because we collected more, but we also have this much delinquent, those two numbers kind of wash. That's why we don't make that number any bigger.
Is that a bigger number than normal?
No.
About the same.
Yeah, about the same.
So I make a motion we approve the delinquent tax list for, what do you call it, 24-25 yeah. Tax season.
Paul, did you second that?
Do you want do you want all of us to sign it or just me or
all of us?
Just sign it at the end. He wants to put a date on here too, or
sure. But I know that I turned it over on June 3rd to the voter because we've had lost so many days.
Moving right along here. Do we want to review finances at this time, or is that something we'd like to do at another time?
Oh, I can do it. I didn't bring it in, but I can do it off the top of my head.
I mean, is there anything that we need to review at this point in time?
I think so. I'm up to date as of today's payroll and accounts payable. and we will have a little surplus in the highway, not a lot. Well, we should have about $30,000. But that's about normal because there's the money goes into the truck fund still and things like that. So it's not technically a surplus. And then as far as our budget goes, we're right around 9,000 that we will have left at this point unless something came in. So that's pretty tight. But that's where we're at with the regular budget. So, there was a couple of spaces that, you know, were a little off, but it is what it is, you know what I mean? And we made up another spot, so.
So I'd like to, at some point, I don't know when, but maybe you and I get together and look at figures on the vehicle funds and in a calendar to see like when payments would start and would it be and see what we would need to have for down payment and before we order a second one, if that's the route we go, and just think of the future too. What, you know, at what point can we order, you know, at some point, we're going to have a kaput of a grader. We know that. In the capital fund, you know, start thinking about something, you know, doing that so we can work together. Salt shed. I don't know if something Gina could keep an eye open for any possible grants. Aren't always a good thing, but sometimes they are. If there's something like that could be out there.
I think we should make a spreadsheet of what needs to be done.
Yes.
Like the capital fund, what has to be done. And even put our rotation of computers in there. You know, we've lucked out in the past couple of times with different grants for the computers, but that's not always going to happen. So we need to put all those things in that have to be rotated, like the trucks.
But we have a budget for that.
We do, but they should still be in there so that we know the lifespan of them.
Yeah.
Because right now they're all the same age. So we need to start.
Well, and if our IT person would ever get back in touch with me, right, then we could move forward. But he has not contacted me at all. And that's why I CC'd you in the last time I emailed. Yeah. So.
But we should get a capital thing going, so just we know where
yep.
what we need and what the ages are.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we do have a lot on our mind of things that need to be done and we would like to get done. And it's kind of, we got to get close, you know, so we can figure out.
There is some extra money that's in there so we could put it on the ballot to vote. To put $100,000 into something or whatnot, we could do that again this year.
Well, I mean, right at the top, I mean, this East Wells slide that has to get done when yeah. we finally can get it done.
Yeah.
And we've talked about a vehicle, we've talked yeah. about a salt shed, we've talked about a new town garage event at some yeah. point. That would obviously need to go probably to the town to vote on a loan and stuff for. But it's all things that we've talked about. So
the town garage, if we get to that point, I think that might be something to rattle the USDA's cage like we did with this building. I mean, you realize you're sitting in a $760,000 building that cost you $760,000, I believe, was the price at the time of the entire thing.
And we probably could have built
obviously,
it
but,
for half if we didn't have to go through all that.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't spend anywhere near that. I believe we spent a couple hundred grand maybe out of pocket money. I mean, the land was donated, the site work was donated.
I know, I meant the building itself. It's just sometimes, you know, they want everything when you start getting involved, but I don't know if that's a mandatory thing. You know,
yeah.
which I think it is too.
I mean, it worked pretty easy with this building. I mean, we had an inspection once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd come over to New Hampshire, shoot the breeze, and leave.
Good enough.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty. Well, we've already beat law enforcement. The town hall signed. I have it apart and cleaned up. And like I say, we had a piece of PVC out here. I've got that over there. I will get that. I think what I can do is put a nice white frame on it and hang it on the wall and make it.
Okay.
Put whatever numbers. We don't have to shovel paths or anything like that.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't blow away if we bolt it to the wall properly.
Yeah.
The wind gets that high, then I guess we really don't need to sign
yeah.
it. I don't know what is going on, and perhaps you do, Tammy, on the website.
Yes. So.
I did read a couple of nasty notes on it.
I thought they were pretty nasty myself, Don. I was a little teed off with that. So, obviously, the last one was today. She said, your hosting expired on June 11th and has been renewed. But she did that on her own. To make sure you don't lose your website. That's why the invoice was due June 10th. Which she only sent to us, I think, on the 2nd. So, you know, a town that pays every 2 weeks, it doesn't give us a lot of time. I've spoken with, I gave Gina access to the website so she could go in and look at it because it seemed like that type of website program she was familiar with. Gina feels she definitely can build us a website. It'll probably take 2 to 3 months for her to do so. Her and I... We've just been texting about it because I wanted to know about this bill that we are due. I definitely think we need to renew something because I don't think we want to just drop our website and be nothing for 3 months. I think we need to continue while she works to build us a new one. It just doesn't go live until we get done with the other one. I'm not IT, but she said we could do it. Gina said we could do it. I think there's a certain mechanism you do to make it go live so people can see it. Because you can work on building it before you actually make it go live somehow. Because I know this one did it too.
Yeah.
They do it somehow, Paul. I don't know. I'm an accountant. but I did ask Gina that question. And she says, yes, that would make more sense so that there's a clean transition. Whether we can ask Karen, if we can have a 3 month contract or a 6 month contract, I don't know. I don't know how much the hosting thing that she had to pay for that. I don't know how much that is. Our bill is for $900 and something dollars. What was it, nine something?
Yeah. I do think it's a year because even with Christine, it was a year. So I don't think we're going to get a half a year or whatever.
So I don't know. Do we just pay it? And in the meantime, it gives us a year for Gina to work out a new website for us.
My opinion, would be to pay it, not rock the boat.
Yep.
And have Gina, if she can do it by herself or mm-hmm. if she needs to get some kind of an IT expert.
Oh, she developed the whole website for the library. She's very good at it. She said.
Okay.
And then we can just tell this girl we're done.
And then...
And she got some extra money for it. I mean, I doubt we'll get a credit, but.
And then when it's ready, get it online.
And just get rid of the other one.
Yeah. I mean, I am so sick and tired of
the spam.
Joey, yeah. And Freddie, and
yeah.
Christ, I sit here and delete two or three times a day.
I can't manipulate that website. I was so good at the other one, I can't do anything with it. That I have to ask Tammy to post everything, and that's not who I am.
So well, and I can tell you, I emailed her because the goddamn site was down, and she's doing maintenance. Well, you could let all of your users know if you're going to take the website down. So I haven't been able to post some things yesterday. I don't even know if it's up yet.
It is.
It is? Okay, so at least I can do this, but I'm gone as of Thursday, so as long as it's up, I can post stuff, but...
It's got to be something that a non-IT person can quickly post something. Right. Yeah.
And maybe Gina knows a better way of doing it with this system, but I think Gina's recommendation was cut ties. You know, but let's give her time to build something, but then we'll get rid of it because it does suck.
Well, whatever she did for the library works.
Exactly. So I'm in agreement with you, Don. I think we should just pay Karen, but I think we need to do a demand check because it's past due. It was due the 10th, and by the time you get the next check run out, it's going to be another 2 weeks. And we can pay online. I don't know if you have a card, if you'd rather do that. I don't know, but I think we need to get a check because she does have that link there. I sent that to you too, I think, yeah. Nora. So, I mean, you can go on and pay it that way. Well, the other thing is there's a fee for it, though, remember?
I can just cut a check.
Okay, whatever.
Give me permission to cut the check.
Sure. If you can cut it and then email her tomorrow to say the check's in the mail, I apologize. You know, we didn't have a meeting till today.
Just email her the check and she can deposit it. Take a picture of it and deposit it.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the bank with a check in years.
Oh, I don't. I've never done that.
You're old as well, but...
I know people do, so... I mean, if she wants it, then she can ask Nora to take a picture before you email her just in case she does ask for that. But.
Last time I went to a bank with a check, actually I did. It was this winter and I got in a fight.
Oh, yeah. We remember that. So, all right. So go ahead and pay it. And we'll ask Gina when I get a chance. Her and I want to meet up and to talk about some things. And I will tell her, go ahead and, you know, we'll have a discussion and have her start. At her leisure, and she has a year to do it. So
there's got to be some. Just as a point of interest, it's totally different. But I belong to the Manchester Eagles. I have for years. I get probably four or five emails or whatever. They have a website. You can go on it and see who's doing what. And it can't be all that tough because I can tell you most of the guys I know that are officers are not IT people. And they'll put their dinner menu up for Friday night or
right.
That they're having a Super Bowl party on Sunday or whatever.
Spams are about the website.
Yes.
That's weird. To me, you know it's something wrong with the website because they're all regarding the website.
Yes, they are.
So it's all those spammers even think that sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
So I make a motion. We approve the invoice and have Gina work on a new website for us. All right.
All right. LHMP. I have gone round and round and round with this thing. And I finally got a hold of somebody that could communicate with me in a manner that I could understand. And apparently what has happened since this plan has been taken over by the government or by a state. It's not like it was. You couldn't just sit around and have somebody come down from Rutland Regional and help you throw it. You have to put it out for bid. There's a grant of up to $98,62.50 to pay for your work or in-kind time or whatever to do this thing. Supposedly, you have to get on to a federal bid thing and a state bid thing, and or you can use however you normally bid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in talking to this last woman or emailing her, whatever, if we post a notice such as this, this mm-hmm. is the request for a bid, request for a proposal in three places, and send one to Rutland Regional Planning Commission,
mm-hmm.
they will put a bid out and we'll move along. Somebody else may bid on it. They have to go in the post office or something. But because they just, it's just, it's what the government's coming to, a waste yeah. of time.
Who was sending it to as well, the Rutland Regional Planning Commission?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Rutland Regional Planning Commission is who she sends it to for.
Yeah, we'll have to post it in three places. And we have to put the date of issue and the date, the closing date. So I'm thinking like a month, starting whenever. Whatever you feel like, next few days, whatever your deal is.
Okay.
I filled in most of the blanks, I believe, except for the starting date and the closing date. Everything else is filled in, I believe.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion or anything, or we're good?
I don't think we need to make a motion. We don't have we don't have any options. It's got to be done that way, one way or the other.
Okay.
Planning Commission.
Well, I have a issue with the revised minutes I got. I mean, you can see they're not retyped with the corrections. She's got handwritten notes in them. I told Nora I can't post all of them on one file. I have
That's
to have
fine.
Individual.
I just send them
right.
individual.
But I mean, technically, they should be revised in a typing format. But I'll do whatever you want me to do at this point. My guess, she typed them and probably didn't save the file.
Correct. So
even though I told her,
so I
showed her.
You're doing that. So
she was in here Monday. Tuesday.
I offered to type the Wednesday night. Once got those to you on time, I will send these to you tomorrow individually so we can just get them up and have it covered. We won't have to worry about it for a while.
I believe the answer is, well, not the answer, but somewhat of a solution. We need to be not be the only town. I don't mind being the only town in the state if we're doing something right, but when it isn't working, we need to go back to appointing the planning commission like the other 251
right.
towns did.
So we need to do that for
elected thing. And I mean, I've sat here for all their meetings and I've said the same thing over and over and over again about you need to start acting like committee members. Not like husband and wife or kids fighting or neighbors fighting over the smell of their barbecue or whatever. And I might as well go outside and holler.
Did you happen to follow, you mentioned checking on about the way their minutes were written with emotions and stuff, if that is, do we just let go with what it is right now or?
I retyped these and I put their signatures on the bottom for them. And I explained that each set has to be signed individually. Like those email signatures don't work.
I realize that, but I mean about what they say.
I did. And I just
they've been
that
told
myself.
At least six times.
I realize that, but they still wrote them with the emotions in them.
When they have another
and
meeting,
they're one-sided.
When there's another meeting, myself or Sherry will come. and sit there and take the minutes as well. You know what I mean? So we can show Sharon what the minutes really.
Sharon is resigned from secretary. It is not your job, nor is it Sherry's, to type the minutes.
No,
I'm sorry, but there are other people on that committee that can take on that responsibility.
We show what the minutes should.
Nora, I spent 3 hours showing her. You spending any time will not help.
But
I'm telling
you. But if I come to the meeting and take the minutes, like Sherry takes the minutes, and show this is your version of the minutes, and this is mine. I'm not going to go
home. I did that.
But you weren't here at the meeting to take the minutes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That one meeting, I was here. I had the recording so Don could listen. I helped her type those minutes. And those are not what she brought to that meeting that night to be approved. And it was without the motion. It was heated discussion, meeting ended.
Oh,
I didn't get into he, she said whatever.
Yeah.
So I did.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point in time, we have wasted way too much time on the Planning Commission for
So do we have to make that a ballot item, John? I believe we have to.
Yes.
Yes. I'm assuming you had to make it a ballot item to do what we did.
Mm-hmm. So I think that you should.
The other thing that has galled me to no end, and I explained it all to them twice. Last time they did a town plan 5 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever the frequency is, I said there is a grant available. I gave them all the grant information. Mm-hmm. I said, you take this grant, it will pay for your newspaper ads, it'll pay to sit down with somebody from Rutland Regional Planning Commission that is the town planner, and he will go over your plan and basically hand you a completed plan that just has to go before a public hearing and be signed. Well, again, I might have well gone outside and hollered and beat shit and bargained to move.
Right.
This year, same thing. Got the grant application, gave it to them, told them about it, and what did we do? We spent $600 on newspaper ads.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I had 3 kids. They grew up.
I
apparently
know.
These people have.
And we've said this over and over again, I know.
And it doesn't matter whether it's the chairman, the secretary, or any one of the members, mm-hmm. I still get the Darren Adelaide book.
So at this point, I will post the minutes with the handwritten revisions on the website. Even though, you know, not everybody agreed to them, but a majority did. So I guess it has to go that way. We also need to nominate a primary and secondary for the Rutland Regional Planning Commission because that is due July 1st. So we need to do that tonight.
What's that?
We need to nominate or elect or what's the word?
I think it is
appoint. Thank you. Somebody, the primary and the secondary for the Rutland Regional Planning.
They already had that.
No, they did with their recommendation.
They had the Sharon and
that was the recommendation that came. No, it was Sharon and
I believe
and Steve and it came to this board and I said I'm not.
I believe that was already done.
No, it was done by them. It came to this board and I said I am not comfortable going with their suggestions because I do not feel we will be well represented. Because Sharon can't seem to do these things right, or B, he has car problems or computer problems. I am not comfortable with her being the primary person. And you guys asked me to go back to the next meeting and tell them that. Unfortunately, when it was rescheduled, I couldn't be there till the end, but I guess it was never brought up. And Fran was at our meeting when we talked about that. But I did talk to Steve afterwards, and he said, do what you got to do. So I discussed with him and Don, you were there about, you know, did Heather really do anything with that?
So at this point, it's Steve and Sharon?
Sharon and Steve. So I would like to know.
Did we send this in to the state? Did Sherry send this in already? Or
there was some sent in, but Don voided it.
Get a form. Board gets a form. At least we always have.
Yes.
And usually you just fill it out.
But you did fill one out for Sharon, but you then told them to void it, if that's what you said anyways.
I told them to void it, yes.
Right. So we
and
need
as
to
far as I know, they have not voted on anybody.
Who?
The Planning Commission.
They did.
They voted twice.
They voted twice.
No, they voted once. The first time they voted was an illegal meeting.
Correct.
The second time they voted was an illegal meeting because of the way they adjourned it.
Where? But at this point, we need someone for July 1st. My recommendation is to have Heather Thomas as the primary, Steve as the secondary, as long as he's staying on the board, and that the primary needs to report, give a report back to the planning commission or the select board if they're not meeting, you know, if there's anything that we need to be aware of.
Can I just suggest?
No. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just because it seems like that it's between Heather and Sharon. What if we were to ask Fran to be the representative for a year?
I don't know if Fran wants to because he used to be. I'm fine with Fran, too.
He's not in the mix of the two ladies.
I don't know.
And it might.
I don't know if Fran wants to. He's got a lot going on. I mean, I don't care if it's Fran. That's fine, too.
But then Steve could go as the backup. But I'm just saying.
I just don't want Sharon. I'm sorry. She's not responsible enough. We've given her many opportunities with things with the planning commission. She's not done them. I'm not responsible with her being our primary contact.
I just
contact.
Don't want to see it pitted one against the other.
If France wants to be, that's fine. But we do need to vote because it needs to be in by July 1st. So we'll have to have a special vote or something so it can get in on time. Because I think our next meeting, unless I'm off with my days, or are we okay?
No, it's
the first. It's the first. It's the first is our next meeting. So
I don't know when their meeting is.
They're not.
No. Rutland Regional Planning Commission has about 25 meetings a year. I go to a whole bunch of them.
Well, right now, Heather is the rep until June 30th. Right. That's
I understand that.
Right.
She explained that to me about 25 times.
Okay. Well, I just did 26. Sorry. But I just thought we had to have something into them by July.
I heard all I want to hear from any of those people.
I agree. But I just want to make sure we have a representative that we can know that we'll attend and give us the feedback if bring something to our attention if it need be. I have no problem with it being Fran or Cheryl or, I know Cheryl doesn't want it. William doesn't show up.
He's busy.
Fran would be fine with me. And I know Heather attended everything, but I guess the communication back, although if I look at the minutes, she said something during every time when they had that section or minutes. So I'm not sure what she wasn't reporting back. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't have an issue with Heather something doing it, but I'm just saying I don't want to seem like.
I asked Steve about it and he's like, do what you got to do. I don't, you know, because I asked him straight up. What is the problem? I mean, I know there's the bickering. If that's why you don't want her, well, you just need to ask her to please report back.
I think we've spent enough time on it. I will call Logan tomorrow and ask him if we have, in fact, don't have reps. I had a conversation with Sharon in the parking lot here the other day, asking me when should she go to the meeting. And I said, I don't know when the meeting is other than it's a Tuesday night. They meet Tuesday nights.
But you need to tell her we haven't approved her yet.
I didn't tell her anything. She asked me a question. No. I couldn't answer the question.
Okay.
Besides that, it was the only good day we've had, and I had 11 lawns needed to be mowed. I didn't need to have idle conversation in the parking lot.
Okay.
That I couldn't answer.
I mean, I am not in favor of Sharon. If you two are and want to vote for her, that's fine. I'm just not going to vote for her. I said my piece. I don't care if it's Fran or Heather as the primary. Which one?
Either one of them.
Who, Heather? So just ask Fran if he'll do it. Steve, I don't know if he's going to be here. That's why I'm hesitant.
Yeah, but we can't. You can't.
But he's still the secondary. I still have him on there as a secondary.
No, I understand that, but you can't go with why he might not be here.
Well, he's
I may not be at the next meeting.
Okay, so
I could be dead.
Then let's at least ask Fran if he'd be willing.
Can I step out here and call Fran at his house book and ask him? Then we can just solve it tonight.
Call.
That's fine. Yeah, I have no problem with Fran doing that.
You have his number? I think he's at 645.
And like I said, both reps can attend the meetings. They both can. So Steve and him can, you know, and as long as one of them do.
All right. Well, let's go to the, let's Put that aside, and we'll go to the fence. We had a resident from 2 Moffat Lane, or from 4 Moffat Lane, come in today over a fence at 2 Moffat Lane. He stated that he needed the fence viewer. Who was the fence viewer? I told him it was the select board. And he was concerned over the fence being too high. It wasn't being appraised or he felt it should be taxed. I did call. We did talk to John Tiffany, our head real estate appraiser. They do not appraise, put a value on fences.
Okay.
The fence appears to be, from what I saw on her property, at 2 Moffat Lane. And I see as it's a moot point. I don't see.
We don't have an ordinance or anything against
there
it.
There is no ordinance. There is no zoning.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep. We checked with the tax person, so.
Civil matter.
Yep.
If it's that much of an issue, yeah, it's a civil matter, and you should get an attorney or whatever.
Okay. I have a question now. Are our town guys certified flaggers?
Yes, they take a course every couple of years.
I thought so. Do you think?
Matter of fact, I'm a certified flagger.
Really?
A certified what?
Flagger.
Yeah, oh. Take a flagger.
So the Woodman is trying to find some flaggers for our parade. I don't know if the guys would be interested in helping out. We are in need of 1, 2, 3, 4, I think. I mean, it's costly to hire out, as we know. I mean, I.
Where do you need a flagger?
Well, we need it at the beginning of the Woodman Road here to stop traffic. We need somebody in the center of town. We need someone on the other side coming from the library, and then we need someone over down by the marina that way.
Marina?
Yes, with the direct traffic to come down North Street that way. That's where we've always had it.
Who'd they always use before?
Fire department, but they're now certified, and we really need to be having certified.
They don't have enough guys that are certified, or?
I guess not. So, I mean, I wanted to check with the town to see if it's anything possible before we look to try to spend a lot of money to do.
Give Dave a call.
Okay. How about you?
When is it?
It'd be August 2nd. It's a Saturday. If they're doing it. If they're not, you know, then it would be the parade at 4.
My grandkids and my daughter and son-in-law and stuff are here.
Okay, that's fine.
But I don't know for sure if they're here. I don't know exactly when they're coming.
Yeah.
Exactly
where they're leaving. The parade is at 4.
I'll have your parade at the carnival.
Right. The parade's at 4, so usually they start lining up around 3. So, and the parade is not any longer than an hour. So it'd be 3 to 5. So it'd be a couple hours. So I will call Dave and just double check and see if it's anything they might be interested in. And I'll talk to the chair of the Woodman just to see what we'd pay and go from there.
I also got a call today from they build houses and stuff for people. Housing, Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing, she called them like class 2 projects, I believe is how she referred to it. And Wells got picked to have one. They're doing them around the state.
Mm-hmm.
Wells got picked to have one done. It's a lady, I believe she might live on in the trailer park or in that area. Mrs. Rogers, I don't know the woman. They're going to build a handicap ramp there. Mm-hmm. And it'll be somebody from Habitat for Humanity. The lieutenant governor is coming down and he's going to pound nails.
Why put that in the minutes?
And they were wanting to know if any, if the select board wanted to be involved, show up, or give a hand.
I believe it's the 2nd of August. It's a Monday or Tuesday.
That's the parade, Doc.
It's the 2nd of August.
No, it's not the 2nd of August. I don't know. I've got all the information.
Okay. Right,
the 4th or 5th, maybe.
It's a Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. So it'd be 4th or 5th, yeah.
So, there it is. I
he
told
didn't agree, by the way.
I told him I probably could be there. What did you say?
He did agree.
I mean, obviously, it depends on when.
Oh, agree.
Yeah.
What was the good thing?
What's that?
I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to make it just because if it's during the workday.
Yeah,
but
no,
I mean, if you guys, if
it's a small project. I mean, yeah. It's a 15-foot ramp.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's going to take more than a couple, 3 hours.
Right.
If as it gets closer to the day, I probably could be available to that day.
I just thought it might be this lieutenant governor kind of.
Supposed to go to New Hampshire for a few days right after the carnival, but I think it's going to be after that.
This lieutenant governor kind of impresses me. He's from up north, but he's from Glover. He's a multi-generational farmer. He's not a lawyer for a change. We have
okay.
more than enough lawyers in politics.
Sounds good. All right, so I guess we're back to appointing somebody for the Rutland Regional Planning Commission for the term of July 1st, 25 to June 30th, 26. I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Fran Gilman as the primary and Steve Miller as the secondary. With them reporting, whoever attends, if there is anything that needs to take action or we should be aware of, that they report back to the select board if they are not in session. Otherwise, they would report to the planning commission at their meeting.
That's looking bad.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of Logan tomorrow and find out. You got to fill out
the paper, the form again, yeah. Oh. And will you let Sharon know, or who wants that job? I mean, she doesn't answer emails. She doesn't have a working computer. She doesn't have a car, and she can't. Yeah, there's been too many things. So,
did you hear our discussion on fence viewer?
I did not. I need to put that in here.
Okay.
Well, if you fast forward it on the website, you'll be able to hear it. Basically, we reviewed it with the taxpayer, and it's on the person's property, and there doesn't need to be anything.
Was a complaint about
that Moffitt Lane.
From 4 Moffitt Lane to 2 Moffitt Lane.
Select board reviewed
it, checked with the tax consultant.
The chair visited the site, looked at the fence. Damn, Steve Milton makes a lot of noise over there.
Well, all right.
And putting fences are not taxed by the town as well.
Correct. That's what we found out.
That's per the assessor, appraiser, assessor.
And that it's more of a, what'd you say, civic matter? If they,
what's that?
It's more of a. Did you say civil or civic matter?
Civil.
Civil matter, if you know, if he wants to move forward with anything.
When is, can you bring your calendar up?
Tell me, not the next meeting, but the meeting after that. When is that?
July 15th.
Okay, that's when we won't have the thing due.
Grievance is on the 23rd, too, if anybody wants to come. I think we only have one so far, but we will have another one. Aaron Cuthbert has representing the quarry, I believe.
All right. Anything else on that agenda?
No. Entertain a motion. Thank you, unless somebody else has got something.
No. Make a motion we adjourn at 8:05.
Did you read this revised letter?
No.
On the website?
No, I won't.
It's on the project.
All right. Meeting closed?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Paul, did you second?
Yeah. Sorry.